Right now, we are going to State Senator George Logan, Republican from the 17th District, all about this legalization of marijuana. He represents Ansonia, Beacon Falls, Bethany, Derby, Hamden, Naugatuck, and Woodbridge. We have a good many listeners in that area. And, boy, I tell you, this is a big battle. I don't think it's going to make it, though, right now. I really don't. That's just me, and Dan agrees with me. Let's see what Senator Logan has to say. Senator, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, we're fine, and congratulations for being for the right thing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here, Brad and Dan. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you guys.
By the way, Senator Logan, in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair, Senator, what was that lengthy public hearing last week about legalizing marijuana? What was that like sitting through all that testimony?
Yeah, you know, there were a bunch of other topics on that public hearing as well, and we started at 10:30 in the morning. We didn't end until 1:30 that night. It was a very long day.
But why did they put why did they put that on the end? Why didn't they start it with marijuana?
Well, I mean, marijuana is one of many issues. I mean, I wish we didn't have to spend all this time talking about this. I mean, you know, we have medical marijuana use program already in place now. This is an attempt to take it to the next level for recreational use, which I think is wrong.
How about outside pressure, Senator? What's the outside pressure like among legislators in order to get marijuana in Connecticut legalized for recreational purposes?
I don't think it's huge. You know, I think there is a contingent out there that would like to see it legalized for recreational use. There are issues with the medical marijuana program that we have now. I think, you know, those issues should be solved separately, but we shouldn't take it to the next level and look at, you know, legalizing marijuana for overall recreational use.
Senator, do you feel, you know, and I get it, and Dan gets it from both sides here on the program as well, but there are an awful lot of people that we meet, because we're out there all the time, that don't want marijuana legalized. Does that come through in your meetings?
Absolutely. In my meetings, in my district, when I'm meeting with folks, you know, my opinion is in Connecticut, the type of state that we are, there are a lot more folks that are against this idea of legalizing marijuana for recreational use. It's just a bad example for children overall. It's, you know, it's unhealthy. There's just so many different reasons why it is not good for Connecticut.
And yet, Senator, the flip side is a Quinnipiac poll last year showed 60% of residents in Connecticut support legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes. And the other side says, well, alcohol is legal. Why shouldn't we legalize marijuana? What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, one, you take a look at the impact in terms of traffic. I mean, I don't really want to see a bunch more people driving around high on marijuana. Traffic deaths in other states that have legalized it have increased by 48%, you know, marijuana-related traffic deaths. How increased youth use of marijuana in other states that have legalized it, it has resulted in an increase of youth marijuana use of over 60%. I don't think we want that here in Connecticut. Marijuana, many folks, professionals, medical folks, believe that it's a gateway drug. You know, kids who abuse or are dependent on marijuana there's studies that say it's three times more likely to become addicted to heroin and other drugs. We don't need that here as well. And how about the neurological risk? You know, the health risks are far higher for teens than adults for marijuana. We do not want to make this more accessible to our youth. There's a lot of negative impact that it could have. That could have long-lasting effects, you know, to Connecticut, to our society.
State Senator George Logan, Republican, 17th District, including Ansonia, Beacon Falls, Bethany, Derby, Hamden, Naugatuck, and Woodbridge. You are the first one, Senator, to bring that figure to this radio program. 48% an increase in auto accidents?
Related to marijuana use. So
wow.
If you take a look at what the accident rate was, and this is, I'm looking at Colorado. There's a study.
Can you imagine?
Impact. Yes, can you imagine? Exactly. And folks talk about the revenue windfall, for example. That's a big argument that's used. But, you know, you can't just look at the revenues that come in. You also have to look at the costs that are associated with marijuana use. Imagine what kind of a bureaucracy we're going to need in the state for licensing, taxation, law enforcement impact. Consider the impact of disruptions to, you know, education. You know, with more kids using marijuana, increased schizophrenia is going to have health costs, additional addiction health costs, additional DUI injuries and fatalities. What about hospital and medical costs associated with marijuana use? You know, all those, you know, have to come into play when you have an argument. During the public hearing, when I was sort of questioning folks that were bringing up all the virtues in their minds of recreational marijuana use, I told them, look, I said, for every statistic, for every fact that you can give me, I can give you a counter fact and a counter statistic to counter what you're saying. And, you know, we have to look at what kind of a state do we want to be. You know, and this is not the type of state we want to be. We don't want to be given making bad examples for our children. My daughter's a sophomore in high school. My son's a senior in high school. I don't want to be giving them the message that it's okay, you know, to take this type of drugs. Because what does it say about other drugs as well?
Senator, I'm sure you talk to your children. What do their contemporaries in school say about this?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate to have some well-adjusted children that do quite well in high school, and they, you know, they understand that drugs are bad. You know, they understand that, you know, it's not a good thing to be high on any substance for recreational use. You know, you take a look even at alcohol. You know, a lot of folks say, "Well, alcohol is illegal." Yeah, and alcohol brings in revenue. You know, but there's studies out there that say that the estimated cost associated with alcohol in the U.S. is more than 12 times the tax revenue collected. You know, and it's likely that the experience with marijuana will be the same. So, again, I go back to on many different levels, many different fronts, not a good idea. I think the state needs to focus and concentrate more on issues that matter more. Like, for example, the governor's proposed budget. You know, you're taking a look at over $200 million in annual tax increases on low and middle class families. Over $400 million in property tax burdens, potentially over 4,000 state employee layoffs. I mean, those are the kinds of things we need to be focused on, not on legalizing marijuana for recreational use while jobs are leaving the state, while families can't afford, you know, to live here and pay their taxes and pay their bills. That's where our focus needs to be. I'm doing everything I can to kill the bills that are presented to the legislature now so we can focus on the things that really matter here in Connecticut.
Senator, we don't hear from them. But we're hearing from you. Do you have brothers and sisters over there with you that agree with you?
Absolutely. Oh, for sure. I'm pretty confident. You know, it's a democracy, so it's not just me. But I'm pretty confident that we are going to kill this bill, and it's not going to see the light of day in this legislature beyond what it's seen already. There's a lot of folks on both sides of the aisles, Republican and Democrats. This is not a party issue. This is an issue of right versus wrong, and what's right for Connecticut right now is to not legalize marijuana for recreational use. Again, I go back to, though, we have marijuana program for medicinal use. There's issues with that for those that do need it. I've heard during the public hearing that it was too expensive. Access to the marijuana for folks that need it for medical use is an issue. Let's tackle those issues, but I am not willing to take it to the next level and legalize it for recreational use.
Say, Senator, we've got something on our website. Dan found something and posted it, and I want him to tell you what it is.
Well, I just posted it on our Talk of Connecticut Facebook page, Senator, and it's about how the Colorado legislature is now debating whether to limit the number of plants patients who have medical marijuana certificates in Colorado can grow, because what's happening is they're exceeding the current amount and they're selling it on the black market. So the notion that the black market has been affected in a negative way in Colorado is misplaced. The black market is flourishing in Colorado because of the fact marijuana has been legalized for recreational purposes.
That's exactly right. That's one of the arguments that you use, is that legalizing marijuana will effectively kill the black market. In other states like Colorado that have legalized it, that has not been the case at all. And even here in Connecticut, when you take a look at the existing marijuana laws, they don't contribute to mass incarceration, for example, here in Connecticut. And here in Connecticut, less than 1.2% of Connecticut's current incarcerated population is due to marijuana. You know, and that 1.2% is probably dealers. So, you know, we don't really have a huge issue with marijuana use here in Connecticut. When you take a look at marijuana for medicinal purposes here, it's my understanding that folks that are using marijuana for medicinal purposes cannot grow it in their homes. That's one of their arguments. They can't have even one plant or two plants, none whatsoever. So that's an issue here in Connecticut. Right now, I have to go to dispensaries, and my understanding is that there's only several of those scattered about throughout the state.
Senator, Brad and I have been called on this program by certain callers racists because we oppose legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes. Yeah. And what it's doing by right now outlawing marijuana is it affects the drug dealers, many of whom are minorities. What do you say to that?
That's utterly ridiculous. I am a African American. I find that to be a complete insult. I don't want kids in the inner city or in the suburbs anywhere in Connecticut having more access to marijuana for recreational use. And again, the statistic I just read to you says that that there's less than 1.2% of the current folks incarcerated is due to charges due to marijuana. Back in about, I think it's 2010 or 2011, Connecticut went far to decriminalize marijuana in terms of charges for recreational use. It's you're much, much, much less likely to get long or substantial or substantive prison time for casual use of marijuana. If you're a drug dealer, that's a different story. So we have done a lot to as far as that social justice issue related to marijuana use, particularly in poor communities.
Senator George Logan, Senator, thank you so much for what you've said this morning. God bless you and continue to peddle that story. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Senator.